Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today, we're going to be talking about bioidentical hormones. Now, hormones is one of my favorite topics. As you, Chanel, thanks for joining us. It's great seeing you. And I see that Arlene, and I also see that Griselda is also on. And I see that Sarah Ali is also on. Thank you all for joining us today. So let's talk about hormones. Now, it's important to understand that in your body, after age of 30, most hormones start decreasing in amount. And as your hormone starts decreasing, you start aging. Thank you for joining us, Lawrence. It was great having you here. So as you start age, as your hormones start decreasing, you start losing your age and you start getting older. When you optimize your hormones, you start becoming young and healthy. For instance, we all know that testosterone builds muscle. It also builds bones. It helps with your brain function. It helps with your heart. It helps protect you from heart disease. It helps protect you from stroke. Estrogen also does that. Progesterone also do that. So hormones help you function better. There's a reason why 20-year-olds do so well. It's because their hormones are optimal. That's why, you know, I always say to people is this. You know, we all know testosterone builds muscle. Guess what? The biggest muscle in our body is the one right here. You cannot build this muscle before you build this muscle. This is your engine. These muscles need rapid blood flow because blood carries raw material to the muscles. So if you don't optimize your heart, the engine, if you don't make the engine stronger, you cannot get the blood flow that's needed to build muscle. So when you're 20 years old and your testosterone level is up here, your heart is like an 18-wheeler pulling a Volkswagen. When you're 60 and your testosterone level is down here, your heart is like a Volkswagen pulling an 18-wheeler. So when your testosterone is here, your heart muscle becomes stronger. And because it becomes stronger, your heart beats like this. And the blood goes, boom, 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 because the heart engine is strong. See, when your testosterone is like this, your heart beats like this, and the blood flow goes, psh, psh, psh. So testosterone, number one, makes your heart muscle stronger. Number two, improves your blood pressure. Because if your heart is stronger, your heart doesn't need to pump as hard. So if your heart doesn't have to work as hard, you have decreased risk of heart disease, heart attacks. When your testosterone is low and your heart muscle is weak, your heart has to work very hard. If your heart has to work very hard, guess what? It gives out a lot quicker and you get a heart attack. So yes, testosterone protects you from heart disease. On your brain, testosterone, number one, sharpens your memory. Number two, improves your cognitive function. Number three, reduces your stress. Number four, helps you sleep better at nights. Number five, protects you from getting Alzheimer's and dementia. So that's what testosterone does for you. Now, I know now a lot of patients are going to doctors to get testosterone and to get hormone replacement. But I want you to understand something. If your testosterone is 300, your doctor is going to increase your testosterone to maybe 600, maybe 650. And when they do that, your brain will see an increased testosterone level. And so your brain is going to say, you know something? What is going on here? Testicles are doing such a good job. They need to take a vacation. So your testicles would start shrinking. And when your testicles shrink, your testosterone production decreases. If you do this for a couple years, 1 or 2 years, your testicles will always stay shrunken and you'll never produce your testosterone. So when you start out with 300 and they will give you testosterone replacement, when you stop getting testosterone replacement, now your testosterone level is 90. And you can't get it up past 90 and wonder what's going on. It's because your signal to your testicles stopped because your body was saying increased testosterone. Now, so I know a lot of you out there getting testosterone from your doctor. Make sure that they are protecting your testicles by giving you the appropriate medication. We typically use HCG, HCG or Clomid. They both protect your testicles. All right? So that's important that your testicles be protected so that even though your brain stops sending a signal to your testicles to tell your testicles to make testosterone, we want to make sure that we still send a signal. HCG sends the same signal your brain would normally send to your testicles, and it tells your testicles to make more testosterone. As a matter of fact, if you're young and you still want to have children, we'd rather not give you testosterone. We'd rather give you HCG and also give you Clomid. Clomid is the same thing that works on a woman's ovary to increase her eggs so that she can get pregnant. See, in your body, your ovaries for the women is the same thing as your testicles for men. So whatever affects your ovaries also affects your testosterone, your testicles. So when we give Clomid to a woman, her ovaries functions better. When we give it to men, his testicles function better and it produces more sperm and more testosterone. HCG, on the other hand, improve your testosterone production. So if you're 25 and you're low in testosterone and we give you HCG and Clomid, it will protect your testicles by making your testicles function better, produce more testosterone and more sperm, so therefore your testosterone level will go up. Ideally, you'd like your testosterone level in the 900 to 1300 range because that's where its optimal level is. So if your doctor doesn't want to put you there, then you may want to consider someone else. Okay? So hormone is very, very important. Now, one of my other favorite hormones is growth hormone. I know that's taboo for most people, but here's the deal. Growth hormone is your body's healing hormone. What does that mean? Healing, fixing hormone. So if you have a problem with your heart, or your lungs, or your kidneys, or your brain, or if you have an injury to your shoulder, or your knees, or if you're going to have surgery in your breast, or whatever it is you're going to do, if your growth hormone is optimal, you're going to recover a lot quicker, and you'll function better. Sorry. So when you check your growth hormone level, if it's low, therefore, what it means in medicine, if something is low, we should optimize it. Pretty simple. You know, if your potassium is low, we give you potassium. If your calcium is low, we give you calcium. If your testosterone is low, we should give you testosterone. If your growth hormone is low, you should get growth hormone. But let me give you an idea of what the benefits of growth hormone is. Faster wound healing and stronger bones. Is that pretty good? Faster wound healing and stronger bones. Improve sexual function. I think I like that. Healthy maintenance of vital organs. Vital organs, heart, lungs, kidney, brain. Healthy maintenance. Lower risk of heart disease. Pretty good. low cholesterol and blood pressure, reduce body fat and increase muscle mass, increase energy level and enhance your mood, sharpen your vision and memory, regrow your hair, have smoother and firmer skin, improve your cognitive function, enhance your immune system. So tell me something. Is that not something that you would like? Well, here's the deal with growth hormone. If your level is low or not optimal, growth hormone tells your body, hey, there's a problem here. But you know what? Fix it next month. There's no urgency. Just at your leisure, fix it in about a month or so. When your level is optimal, which is 300 to 400, growth hormone says, fix it right now. Can't wait, right now. Fix the problem right now. That's the reason why athletes like growth hormone. It's because it fixes the problem. When someone comes to me and they say, you know, I'd like to go on some growth hormone because I'm going to have shoulder surgery or knee surgery, or I'm going to have a breast augmentation, I say, all right, let's check your levels. We check their levels. And we know in medicine, we never do anything without checking levels. We want to know where you are first, right? So we check your levels, and it comes back, and it's low. So then we put you on growth hormone, and then you have your surgery. When you have your surgery, your doctor's going to say, boy, it's been 2 weeks. Your shoulder is doing fantastic. Boy, normally it takes 4 to 5 weeks to get to where you are. Boy, I am so pleased. Sorry, that's just what happens. Growth hormone is your body healing hormone, and it needs to be optimized so you can function best. One thing about medicine I want to tell you, 1 + 1 = 2. If you optimize your growth hormone and you optimize your testosterone, you automatically optimize your thyroid. You automatically optimize your adrenals. You automatically optimize your DHEA. You optimize other hormones because the way it works, growth hormone and testosterone converts the inactive thyroid into active thyroid. So the more growth hormone testosterone you have, the more energy you get from your thyroid. Now, cortisol, your stress hormone, when growth hormone and testosterone is high, it pushes your stress hormone down. So you have less stress. When your stress wins out and beats growth hormone and testosterone to the punch, your stress goes up and your testosterone and growth hormone goes down, then, honey, I'm too stressed. I cannot have sex right now. Sorry. I have no desire. But when we up, go to the bathroom, you have a nice bath, glass of wine, you reduce your stress, your cortisol comes down. When we do that, your growth hormone, your testosterone comes up, and bam, your sex drive improves. And you say, honey, I'm ready now. See, that's the difference. So growth hormone and testosterone and estrogen and progesterone, they all need to be optimized because when you optimize those hormones, your body functions better and you do better. All right? So that's the 5-step program. You know, there's a whole bunch of other things I wanted to talk about, but it's taken me so long to talk just about my 5-step program. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to just touch on a few other things, and then we'll end. All right? So now, I talked about age management. So I just want to touch on aesthetics and also sexual health. All right? So let's talk about aesthetics. What does aesthetics mean? Aesthetics means looking better. All right? But it doesn't just mean your skin looking better. It means looking better by having the right kind of body composition. That means having muscles, having good bone structure, having both stature, having less fat, having, you know, so aesthetics is everything about making you look like that 20-year-old used to look, you know, small waist, great muscles, function better. So that's what aesthetic does. And so, like I said, we do the tickle lipo and the strawberry to help with body composition, getting rid of fat. We also have all the vampire procedures, you know. And, you know, that's Dr. Charles Ronald's stuff. And I'm one of the the trainers for the Vampire Procedure by Dr. Charles Reynolds. And we do quite a few things in aesthetics. Number one, we do the vampire facelift, where we actually take PRP, platelet-rich plasma, from your blood, and we inject it into strategic areas in your face. And when we do that, the PRP, platelet-rich plasma, optimize your stem cells in your face. Well, your stem cells are very, very important to being 29 again. You see, in your body, stem cells is a guy that fixes everything. Growth hormone tells your body to fix things. Stem cells actually does the fixing. So in your body, you are born with stem cells in your hair, in your skin, in your teeth, in your bone, in your muscles, in your fat, in your kidneys, in your liver. There's stem cells everywhere. Hey, Paula, great for you to join in. Now, the job of the stem cells is to fix problems. So if you have a problem in your skin, the stem cell in the skin will go ahead and fix the problem. If the problem is too big for the stem cells in your skin, your stem cell in your skin will recruit stem cells from the rest of your body to come over and help out. So if you have a 10-year-old daughter or grandchild and she falls on her knees, immediately stem cells rush from all over her body right to her knees. They get there, they assess the damage, and they say, boy, there's a lot of damage here. We're going to need some bone, we're going to need some muscle, we're going to need some tendons, we're going to need some cartilage, we're going to need some blood vessels to fix the problem. And some of the stem cell will become bone, some will become tendons, some will become cartilage, some will become blood vessels, some become muscle, and fix the problem when you're 10. When you're 60 and you fall on your knees, well, you can recruit all you want, but only a few stem cells are going to show up. And they're no longer 10 years old. Now they're 60-year-old stem cells. So they don't work very well. So when you do your assessment, you say, well, you need all these things fixed, you don't have enough stem cells to fix all those things. So in general, PRP is the food for stem cells. They make your stem cells young and healthy and increase the number of stem cells you have. So if you're 70, I say that if you're 70, we give you PRP. Wherever we put the PRP, we make your 70-year-old stem cells maybe 55 years old. And so they function a little bit better. That's how I look at it. All right? So whatever it is, it makes the stem cell area better. So everywhere that you could put PRP, you can put stem cells. And you could put PRP just about anywhere in your body. But anywhere you put platelet-rich plasma in your body, it will make that area better. So if you have a problem with your hands, they don't look young, you put stem cell PRP in your hands, it will make it younger. If we put PRP in your neck, it will make your neck younger. If we put in your breast, it will make your breast younger. If we put it on your nipples, it will make your nipples function better and give you more sensation. If we put it into your genital areas, it will make that area better. But wherever we put PRP, if we put stem cells, it will be 10, 20 times better than the PRP. Right? So you always have the option, PRP or stem cells. Stem cells are much more expensive than PRP, but they both work. In general, if you're over 50, I recommend stem cells. Under 50, PRP is probably okay. Now, we've had a few 70-plus-year-old women that has gotten PRP in their knees, and they've done very, very well. So, yes, it does work. Hi, Kristen. Nice for you to join us. And I see Mary's also online with us, too. So I'm very excited about it. So PRP, so I do the vampire procedures. So one would be the vampire facelift, which is, well, we inject in your face. It makes your face younger and healthier, so you get better texture, less crepiness, better musculature, better fat. Everything looks better. Your lips look better. Right? Now, that's vampire facelift. Then we have vampire facial, where we just use a collagen pen. We make tiny little holes, and then we rub the PRP onto your skin. It's not as good as vampire facial, but it works. Then if you've lost some hair, we can stick a needle in there and give you PRP or stem cells in the area loss. And guess what? You'll start regrowing hair. Right? So we can use the vampire procedures for breast augmentation, for you women that have a lot of crepiness and a lot of crepiness in your breast when you put your bra on, and it just doesn't look very good. We can put PRP and stem cells and fillers in an area and make your cleavage look so much better, make the area look nice. That's called a vampire breast lift. So we can do all those with the PRP, and of course we can also use stem cells for all those things. And then we have laser. Laser, we can use laser for skin tightening. We can use laser to for your face, remove wrinkles and fine lines. We can use it to clean up your face, get rid of sunspots, age spots, whatever it is. We also use laser for stretch marks. We use it. We combine that with the collagen pen, and we also use the skin tight for it, and that takes care of stretch marks. So we can use laser and all those things for the aesthetics portion. Yeah? Now, we also have something called a Wylif. And the Wylif is, you know, traditionally, when you do a breast augmentation, they put the prosthesis, the breast tissue, underneath the muscle. They don't put it in the fat because it will sag. Well, a lot of doctors put fat into your fat, the fillers into your fat. You know, that is one way to do it, but it's not the best way. With the Wylif, we actually go down between the bone and the muscle, and we put the fat between the muscle and the bone. And that becomes like the marble on the rug, and it gives you a clean facelift. I mean, it makes you get rid of these lines in here, makes your chin better, picks us up, makes your face look so much more youthful. And that's used in fillers under your muscle, between your muscle and your bone. It's a 20-25 minute procedure. It doesn't take that long, and the results are incredible. It's called lightning in a bottle, 30 minutes, and in 6 months, you're going to look fantastic. So that's the Wylif. So those are all things that we talk about for aesthetics. And now sexual health. Well, sexual health, you know, that's all about your hormones. It's all about your genitals. It's all about up here. And so we do the O-shot and the Priapus shot. Those are also Dr. Charles Runnels' procedures, and I train on those also. But basically, again, the O-shot is taking PRP and putting it in the vaginal area. It, number one, helps with vaginal lubrication. Number two, pain with sex. Number three, urine incontinence. Number four, helps with orgasm. Makes them better and stronger and better. Okay? Again, whatever we do with PRP, we can use stem cells. And for the men, we use the Priapus shot, where we put PRP into the penis. It makes the penis younger and healthier, gives you a little more volume, a little more girth, make it function better. And a lot of times we combine the PRP with fillers. If you want a little more additional size, we can put like Juvederm fillers in there, or we can put fat, whatever it is, we can put in there to give you a little bit more girth and a little bit more size and more functionality. And then we also use something called the Gaines wave, which is sound waves, which also increases blood flow to the genital area, make it function better. And when you combine those together, it makes an incredible procedure that just makes things work so much better. So we are very, very excited about all those things. Now, we do have some other some supplements that will help with the sexual health. We have our Dumi cream. We call them the DM cream, but it's actually Dumi cream for women. It has some Viagra in it, testosterone, and some oxytocin in it. And when you put it in your vaginal area, wherever you want some sensation, you put it in, and you'll feel that sensation that makes you want to get off the table and stuff like that. But it also makes it helps with lubrication and makes things work even better. So that's our Dumi cream that's compounded. And then we have something called our Stemkine, which is an actual product where it's a pill that increases your stem cells. And you take it every day, and it will increase your stem cells so that they function better. And last but not least, we got to talk quickly about nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is something that everyone should be taking if you're over 40. I call it your artery, your blood, your artery housekeeper. It goes along and cleans up your arteries. When you're young, the cells that line your arteries secrete nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is what keeps your arteries clean. So when you're young, you have a 10-lane highway. When you're diabetic or you smoke or you have hyperpressure, the 10-lane highway is now a 4-lane highway. And since your arteries carry your food, when you're young and you have a 10-lane highway, your Walmart truck on the highway are traveling at 90 miles an hour to get food to where it's needed. But as you get diabetes and hyperpressure, pressure, or you get older and you get ED, the arteries get smaller. And when they get smaller, those Walmart truck is stuck in traffic, and they're only going 30, 40 miles an hour. And now the villagers that's dependent upon that milk and cheese and egg in your body can't get it because the trucks are not getting there. They suffer. So erectile dysfunction or female sexual disorders is all about blood flow. So anything that increases the blood flow will make it function better. So just like in women, men, everything that I say about men is the same thing for women, because women and men's sexual organs derive from the same thing. As I mentioned before, your ovaries and the testicles are the same organ. Your labia and the penis are the same organ. Your clit and the head of the penis are the same organ. So anything that affects the tip of the penis affects your clit. And anything that affects your ovaries affects the testicles. And anything that affects your labia affects your penis. And so they all work together. And so optimizing it with PRP and stem cells and Dumi cream, all fantastic, Gainswave. And if you want information on that stuff, you can certainly call our office and we'll be happy to help you with any of that stuff. But again, I just want to remember, our goal is to optimize everything. Not make it normal, make it better. Because I believe that I am not normal. I don't ever want to be normal. I want to be Abby, as in young Frankenstein. Abby normal. That's right. Because all the successful people in the world are abnormal. Guys, you all have a great day, and I will talk to you all next week.